Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, everyone loves listening to music, but how you usually listen to music, that is the question. You know, if you're like me, you use your smartphone and maybe even hook it up to a portable speaker or connect it via Bluetooth. Well, do you ever listen to CDs? Or how about cassette tapes? Oh yeah, some of you haven't even seen a cassette tape before. Well, the name of our lesson today is The Record Revival. If you're not sure what a record is, you'll find out very soon, because records are making a comeback. You'll learn how to use this great phrase and more in today's lesson. So what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The Record Revival. This old technology is making a comeback. Modern consumers who want to listen to music have a variety of ways to access it. They can buy CDs or MP3 files or stream it directly from several different websites. But a surprising number of people are returning to an older technology, vinyl records. According to Nielsen, a major source of data on the music industry, sales of records have increased every year for 11 years straight. And this is happening while many other parts of the music industry have been declining. Other experts have noted this trend as well, calling it the vinyl revival.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 revival 这个名词。re 这个字首是指再次 ，viv 这个字根表示生命，所以 revival 是指恢复、复苏或者是再次流行。例如 ，the decreasing unemployment rate might be one of the signs of an economic revival。失业率的降低可能是经济复苏的现象之一。或者是 the 70s fashion revival with platform shoes and mini skirts can be seen in many movies and magazines. 70年代时尚的东山再起，例如厚底高跟鞋跟迷你裙可以在许多电影跟杂志上看见。接下来我们看 stream 这个动词， stream 在这里是指在线收看或收听，例如 millions of people now watch NBA games by streaming them。数百万的人现在都是透过线上收看 NBA 的球赛，或者是 Josie loves to stream music of different genres from YouTube. Josie 喜欢在 YouTube 上收听各种类型的音乐。Stream 也可以指流动或流出，例如 Tears streamed down the little girl's face when she realized her pet was lost. 当这个小女孩知道她的宠物不见时，她泪流满面。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so Rebecca, how do you usually listen to music?
I'm so glad you asked. Several different ways. First way, on YouTube. I enjoy listening to music on YouTube. Sometimes I use CDs, but CDs get all scratched up. You know how annoying it is to listen to a CD that has several scratches on it?
Yes. And then it starts to skip, and then it starts to repeat itself. Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Quite annoying, so CDs
actually can get scratched. So you sometimes do you ever listen to online radio? Like maybe listen to streaming music online?
I used to listen to Pandora.
Ah, yeah.
You know Pandora?
Mm-hmm.
But then I couldn't find it here in Taiwan.
Oh.
So I stopped listening to Pandora.
Well, I listen to Django. I have this app on my smartphone called Django, which is an online radio app. Of course, there is Spotify as well. There are so many different ways to listen to music, right? But today we're learning about the record revival. And right here at the beginning of our lesson, we read, this old technology is making a comeback. And that's such a wonderful phrase, we wanted to talk about it. If something is making a comeback, that means it used to be popular, and then it went out of style for a while. But now it's back again. It's becoming popular again.
And this kind of reminds me of clothing or fashion. For example, you know plaid?
Yes.
You know plaid? For a while, it was popular, and then it kind of went out of style. And I think it was just last year, plaid made a comeback, and it became popular again.
And, you know, sometimes things go in and out of style, right? And when they come back in style or it's fashionable again, we could say it's making a comeback. So records are making a comeback. Modern consumers who want to listen to music have a variety of ways to access it. And how does our lesson continue?
Well, it says they can buy CDs or MP3 files or stream it directly from several different websites. I guess that's how I typically listen to my music. This describes me, CDs, MP3 files, or streaming from different websites.
Exactly. And you mentioned YouTube as well. Sometimes I like to listen to music from YouTube, especially if there's a playlist and I can just press play once and it'll play a number of songs, right? But a surprising number of people, our lesson continues, a surprising number of people, that means maybe a lot of people, and it's surprising how many people, are returning to an older technology, vinyl records. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, they're returning to something, okay? That means they're going back to the way that people did something in the past.
For example, I would say these days, many people are returning to healthy eating.
That's good.
Yes, it is actually very good. It seemed like for a while, like many, many years ago, people were more concerned about eating healthily. Mm-hmm. And then they went to this fast food restaurants, eating at fast food restaurants. But now they're more concerned about eating healthily again.
Well, that's really good news. And friends, think of another way to use this phrase. What did people used to do? And then they stopped doing it for a while. Maybe now they're returning to that habit. And we're talking about something today, the vinyl record. And maybe you haven't seen a record before. What does a record look like? Well, when I think of a record, I also think of a record player. Okay, so you have to, it takes time actually to put the record, take the record out of its jacket, its sleeve, to put it on the record player, to place the needle on the record, and to start playing. It's kind of an experience that makes me think of, I guess, my grandfather, you know, something that happened a long time ago. That's the way people used to listen to music.
That's right. Well, continuing on with our lesson, according to Nielsen, a major source of data on the music industry, sales of records have increased every year for 11 years straight. So, Gabe, could we also say that this was 11 consecutive years?
Rebecca, you just mentioned a big word, but it's true. Consecutive. You see it right here? Consecutive. This means in a row or back to back or without a break. So 11 consecutive years is 11 years in a row.
That's right. Well, continuing on, and this is happening while many other parts of the music industry have been declining. Other experts have noted this trend as well, calling it the vinyl revival.
The vinyl revival. That sounds more like it. The lesson is called the record revival, but this movement, this trend is called the vinyl revival. And if it's a trend, you could use the adjective trendy to describe it. This describes something that many people like to do or many people like to use.
For example, I think of fashion and clothing when I hear the word trendy. Mm-hmm. Billy always wears the most trendy clothes.
All right, well, we're going to learn more about the vinyl revival later. But for now, what are records packaged in? We're going to find out more in
The Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. If you have ever bought CDs or records at a store, then you'll know they come with a protective cover to keep them from getting scratched or dusty.
But did you know that different types of covers have different names?
if you buy a vinyl record, it will most likely be protected by a thick paper or cardboard jacket.
It makes sense to call it a jacket because just like a jacket that you wear, a record jacket is the outermost layer that protects the record. Something else you might get with your record is a sleeve.
Sleeves go inside the jacket, just like the sleeve of your shirt. Sleeves are usually thinner and are used to protect the record from dust. They can be made of thin paper or plastic.
If you're not much of a record collector, but you have a lot of CDs, then you probably also have a lot of CD cases. A case is the hard plastic shell used to protect most CDs.
And if you bought a lot of CDs, you may have recycled many of those cases because they can take up a lot of space. To keep that collection safe from scratches, though, you might have a larger case or even a binder filled with small plastic sleeves filled with CDs.
我们先来看唱片跟 CD 的包装，这些包装有它特别的名称。我们先来看黑胶唱片，它是装在一个纸板做的封套里，这个封套就叫做 jacket， 就跟我们穿的夹克一样。jacket 里面呢还有一个塑胶的保护套，那个呢叫做 sleeve， 就跟我们穿衣服 sleeve 袖子会穿在 jacket 里面一样。另外 CD 光碟是装在一个硬壳里，这个硬壳我们称之为 case， 但很多人为了节省空间会将 CD 收藏在 binder 档案夹，当然装在档案夹里头还是少不了 sleeve 保护套。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, guess what is making a comeback? Well, if you were here for the first part of our lesson today, you know that it is records. That's right. A new trend is called the vinyl revival because records are making a comeback. They are becoming more popular again. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about the record revival, the vinyl revival. Let's continue right now.
The record revival. Why would people today turn to a technology of the past for entertainment? Perhaps some of the pleasure is derived from having a physical object that contains music. Many young people today grew up listening to music on electronic devices rather than CDs or cassettes. Purchasing a solid object gives a sense of satisfaction, and records in particular are larger and more elegant looking than cassettes or CDs. And records often come in jackets with covers that look cool and that many enjoy collecting.
OK， 继续我们看 ，perhaps some of the pleasure is derived from 里面的 derive 这个动词，第一这个字首有离开的意思，所以 derive 是指获得或得到。如果要说明从哪里得到的话，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 ，Joshua derives great satisfaction from his volunteer work。Joshua 从担任志工中得到了极大的满足，或者是 the company derived enormous profit from this app。这家公司从这个应用软体获取了极大的利润。Derive 也指源自于，例如 the word déjà vu is derived from French. Déjà vu 似曾相识，这个字源自于法文。最后我们看 purchasing a solid object gives a sense of satisfaction 里面的 solid 这个形容词。Solid 在这里是指实实在在的、确切的或者是具体的。例如 ,it's impossible to prosecute this suspect unless the district attorney can offer some solid evidence. 除非检方能够提供确切的证据，要不然起诉证明嫌犯是不可能的。 Solid 也指固体的或固态的，例如 The baby boy is trying his first solid food, applesauce。 这个小男婴正在尝试他的第一种固体食物，就是苹果泥。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. That was solid teaching. Okay, let's continue. We read here, why would people today turn to a technology of the past for entertainment? That is a good question. I mean...People now watch movies in a movie theater, and they're really good quality, HD, and even better. So why would we watch movies in an old style? In the same way, why would we listen to music in a style of the past? Well, friends, before we answer this question, let's take a look at some phrases from this sentence. Turn to. We use this to say that you want something to accomplish a certain purpose. So people want...a kind of technology to entertain them. Why would people today turn to a technology of the past?
And there are other ways that you can use this phrase, turn to. For example, sometimes I think when people have needs, they turn to the wrong things to try to meet those needs. Hmm. Sometimes they turn to drugs, or they even turn to the wrong friends.
They might turn to the wrong, maybe try to get into a relationship that they shouldn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might turn to alcohol. But Rebecca, I would say that people should turn to God if they start to face problems.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I've heard several stories of people turning to drugs or to smoking mm-hmm. or to alcohol to try to meet some of those needs that they have.
Exactly. Great way to use this phrase. So friends, there's another phrase in this sentence, something of the past. That means it belongs to the past,or it was popular in the past.
For example, you know the movie Bambi?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Disney movie, Bambi. That's definitely a movie of the past. When I was a kid, it was extremely popular. All the kids were watching it. And now, I wouldn't say it's quite as popular anymore.
Yeah, now there are new movies about deer.
Yes.
Other things like that. Well, let's continue here about the vinyl revival. Perhaps some of the pleasure is derived from having a physical object that contains music. That phrase derived, Michelle talked about that. If it derives from something, that means it comes from or it has its source in something.
And this makes me think of languages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, English is actually derived from Latin.Some of the roots are derived from Latin. Oh, actually, and German, too.
That's right, German and some other languages, but I think those are the major ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So, friends, think of another way to use this phrase. And we see here some of the pleasure is derived from having a physical object that contains music. How does our lesson continue?
Many young people today grew up listening to music on electronic devices rather than CDs.Or cassettes. And I have a CD right here.
That's a good CD.
It's a very good CD.
And I've got this cassette right here. But sometimes something happens with your cassettes. Has that ever happened to you, Rebecca, when the tape comes out and it gets all tangled?
Gabe, you're bringing back memories. Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes, that would happen a lot.And then one of my jobs as a kid
uh-huh.
was to wind that tape back into its spot. I had to use my finger, and sometimes it was all tangled.
Wow.
And it was terrible.
They made you do that as a kid?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, mm-hmm. They should make some child labor laws about that.
That was my parents. Thank you.
That's okay. We continue. Purchasing a solid object gives a sense of satisfaction, and records in particular. Now, let's stop here.To talk about that phrase in particular. This means specifically or for the purpose of our topic.
And so records in particular are larger and more elegant looking than cassettes or CDs. And records often come in jackets with covers that look cool and that many enjoy collecting.
That's right. And of course, if you want to see a picture of a comparison between records and CDs and cassettes, right? These records are a lot biggerThey look a lot prettier. I can understand why people would want to go back to records. Well, right now it's time for something different. It is time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SE Challenge, and look who's here!
I'm here, I'm Hazel. Hi everyone!
Hazel, are you ready to have some fun?
Well, I'll tell you after you ask me the question.
Okay, well the first question, well, it's the warm-up question. Do you like music?
I do like music, yes.
Excellent. Well, today's lesson is called The Record Revival.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's a really interesting lesson about music. So the first question I have for you, and friends, see if you can answer this question as well. What is making a comeback?
Oh, I know.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Well, A, CDs, B, DVDs, C, tapes, or D, records.
Oh, records are making a record comeback. They're getting so popular now.
That is correct. Good job. 1 point for Hazel.
Yay.
Number two, there is a new music trend. What is it called? A, the vinyl revival. B, the record revival. C, the return of the record, or the return of the vinyl.
Oh, well, I think the lesson name is Vinyl Revival? Record
Revival?
The
lesson is called The Record Revival, yes.
Oh.
So...
is that the answer?
That...
they all sound good.
Okay.
Well, except tapes. I don't think tapes are coming back.
So, do you give up?
No, I might as well just choose one. Maybe I'll win. How about A?
A, the vinyl revival. That is correct.
Yay!
2 points for Hazel. Last question. Why might someone prefer a record over a cassette or a CD? A, it is easier to carry around. B, the music is louder. C, it is more elegant looking. Or D, it isn't very heavy.
It is kind of elegant looking or fun looking. Is that right? See?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, that is the correct answer.
Yay!
Good job.
3-4-3.
3-4-3.
3-for-3.
Hazel got 3 points. And friends, I'm sure you were able to answer those questions as well. Well, we'll see you next time.
Is that all?
That's all. We're done.
Oh, bye, everyone.
Good job.
Okay, well, Rebecca, do you think that people would ever return to cassettes in the same way that they're returning to vinyl records?
I don't think that people will ever return to listening to a cassette tape.
Oh, so no cassette revival?
Well, I don't think so. But at the same time, I didn't think that there would ever be a vinyl revival, so who knows?
That's a good point. Friends, we do have more to learn about this trendy movement next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.